you for your mercy and for your grace. We honor you, O Lord. Father, we exalt you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy, Lord. We exalt your name. We lift you up higher. You are God and you are God forevermore. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your grace upon us. Lord, for your mercy. Lord, for your kindness, for compassion, for your graciousness upon us, O Lord. We worship your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. It is not by power, it is not by might. It is not of him that wills, none of him that runs, but it is of you, God, that shows mercy. It is not by works, lest any man should boast. It is purely by your grace. It is purely by your mercy that we are here today. We honor you, Lord. We worship you. And Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 27th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, I move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, the favor of God speaks upon my purpose. The favor of God speak upon my life. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in clarity. I am not confused. The Lord strengthen me. In the name of Jesus, today I stand on the word of the Lord. He has said he has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of sound mind. Therefore, I reject every form of fear, either the one I know or the one I don't know. I embrace the wisdom of God for all that I do today, for every decision that I make today, for every direction that I go today. I receive the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. I decree that I am the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I call forth hidden riches of secret places of this day is released unto me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I release my destiny. I release my provision from any form of delay. In the name of Jesus, today I break every cycle of sickness, every cycle of infirmity, every cycle of delay. I break you over my life. In the name of Jesus, I resist every attempt of the enemy to pull my life down. I resist you by the word of the Lord, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my roots go deep in him, my roots go deep in his word, and I bear fruit upward. In the name of Jesus, oh, today I walk in divine counsel. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the favor of God all around. In the name of Jesus, I declare every whisper of failure, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I silence every negative inner thought. In the name of Jesus, I bring you in subjection to the word of God, to the knowledge of Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that I am more than conqueror by the blood of Jesus. I say it again, I am more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, today I embrace supernatural favor all around. I embrace supernatural favor in hard places, in difficult situations, in hard places, in scarce situation. I embrace favor in the name of Jesus. I pull down every imaginations, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Today, I press into the fulfillment of my prophecy. I press into the fulfillment of the promises of God upon my life. I press into the blessings of the Lord for me today. In the name of Jesus, today I claim divine and sudden blessing, sudden surprises. In the name of Jesus, oh, as I go forth today, I say thee, I enjoy angelic assistance. I enjoy angelic activities on my behalf. For he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I enjoy the activities of the angelic. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of God. I silence every whisper of infirmity, every whisper of failure, every whisper of delay over my life. I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God today, we are still going to pray. But our prayer today is going to come from the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 37. Who is he who speaks, and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? That is a question. Who is he that is declaring over your life and you are beginning to see it standing when it is not from the mouth of the Lord? I want you to pass judgment over every speaking voice, over every tongue declaring wickedness over your life, over your lineage. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 1, this is God speaking now, declaring, keep silence before me, O coastlands, and let the people renew their strength. Then let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. You are going to speak today because God is standing on your behalf. And this is the judgment of the Lord. Keep silence before me and let the people renew their strength. So I want you to rise up and declare, who is he that speaks over my life when it is not from the mouth of God? Who is he that speaks over me and it come to pass when it is not from the mouth of my God? I cancel your word over me. Evil words that has been declared upon me, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I want you to declare. I declare judgment over every evil voice speaking over my portion, speaking over my life. I pass judgment upon you in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. I pass judgment of condemnation over every speaking voice that is passing wickedness over my life, that is passing wicked judgment over me. In the name of Jesus, every voice that is speaking continually, that is passing wicked words over my life, in the name of Jesus, I silence you. Your word is rendered useless. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, Lord, let the imagination of the wicked over my life be frustrated. The imagination of wickedness, let it be frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, let the image of wickedness that they have likened into my lineage, let it not stand over me. Let it not become visible over my life. In the name of Jesus, every pattern of wickedness that has been designed into my lineage, in the name of Jesus, you will not stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, for I am not in the likeness of the image of wickedness of my lineage. I am in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, image of wickedness is cancelled, is destroyed. That garment of wickedness, that garment of vengeance that you have prepared, I am not putting it on. I am not going to partake of it. Your word, your imagination will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, the counsel of the wicked over me is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every counsel of the wicked over my life, you are cancelled. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, counsel of the wicked over me, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, oh, you will not stand over my life, over my ministry, over my children, over my destiny. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every counsel of the wicked to foolishness. Their counsel must not stand. Turn the counsel of the wicked to foolishness. It will not stand over me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, every judgment, every counsel of unfruitfulness that has been passed over my land, you will not stand. I become fruitful in the name of Jesus. I will not be desolate in the name of Jesus. For the beauty of the Lord is upon me. The Lord decorates my life with precious stones. Oh, with his ornaments of grace, ornaments of blessing. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, every speaking voice of wickedness, speaking vengeance over me, I raise the standard of the blood of Jesus over you. I silence you In the name of Jesus, you are silenced forever. In the name of Jesus, every speaking counsel of the wicked that is speaking vengeance over me, in the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the blood of Jesus against you. Oh, silence you. You are silenced forever over my life. In the name of Jesus, pray and raise the standard of the blood of Jesus against every speaking voice, against every speaking counsel of the wicked over your life. Silence them forever in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, who is he that speaks and it stands when it is not from the mouth of the Lord? Oh, who is he who speaks and it come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? It is not from the mouth of the Lord, it will not stand. I raise the standard of the blood of Jesus against every speaking voice that is speaking evil concerning me. You are cancelled forever. You are silenced forever in the name of Jesus. I want you to listen to this as I round up. This is the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, keep silence before me. Keep silence before the Lord of hosts, O coastlands, and the sound of many proud waters of the wicked. Oh, this is God speaking, fighting on your behalf. The Lord is saying, keep silence before me, O coastlands. Keep silence before the Lord of hosts, O coastland, and the sounds of proud waters of the wicked. Keep silence over the life of this one. Declare, I stand in him and I renew my strength. My portion is preserved and my portion is renewed in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus validates my blessing. The blood of Jesus validates my portion in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The hand of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. I raise the standard of the blood of Jesus upon your life. Every speaking voice that is speaking evil concerning you is silenced forever in the name of Jesus. Your portion is redeemed and renewed in the name of Jesus. Oh, every evil voice against your life, I pass judgment over them in the name of Jesus. They are silenced forever. I speak the blessings of the Lord into your life. I release the voice of grace upon your life. I release the voice of peace into your life in the name of Jesus. I send the word of the Lord into your past, into your present, and into your future. Your days are renewed in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord favor you. And the Lord give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I want to encourage you, dearly beloved. Pray. This is the season to pray and not to faint. Pray. Gear up your life. Gear up your spiritual life. Arise in the place of prayer. The Lord bless you today and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.